So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, nothing strange happened during the ghost tour. It was the photo afterward that made him replay what he'd said in that room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. If you have a real ghost story, you know how we love them around here. Call it in. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can always become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Husen. Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
I'm pretty good. You know, speaking of ghost tours, Kathy and I are planning a quick little trip to Eureka Springs.
Ooh, and you should come visit us.
I know. We only have like 2 days. Maybe you can meet us in Eureka Springs. What about
Yeah,
that?
Maybe. So we love Eureka Springs.
I do too. But Kathy's coming from Oregon and she's like, man, is there any way we could just go to Eureka Springs for a few days? And so we're like, let's do something ghostly while we're there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've never done the ghost tour at the Crescent. She has. But I'm I've been to the Crescent a number of times, and I'm like, I wonder if there's another place that has a ghost tour, and there's another hotel that offers a ghost tour. And the Basin Park Hotel, mm-hmm. and it's one that's downtown. It's, I don't know, looks like 5-6 stories.
Yep, me and my dad have been there.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful hotel. In fact, they have like this like little game room. And there where they were like they have a chessboard. And so every time me and my dad have visited there, we always make a point to play a game of chess there.
Well, here's the thing, because I'm calling it a ghost tour, but it's a paranormal investigation. And it starts at 9 o'clock at night.
Ooh.
Did you get weird vibes when you were there?
No, because we were there during the day. Okay. We didn't do the ghost tour, but we did do the ghost tour of the Crescent.
And you loved it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Kathy took it too, and she loved it. And I thought about doing it, but I'm like, well, Kathy's already done that. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll just do a paranormal investigation instead.
Yeah.
Which could be super fun. Hopefully I won't have any hotel guests coming up with me. Or hotel manager. Could you imagine like going home and the hotel manager, former hotel manager, follows you home and then just starts, you know, you need to get out of this room. We have housekeeping coming in this
room. Just ghostly housekeeping, just like swoops in and all of a sudden like all your stuff is just floating around the room.
Maybe that's who I want to. If I was going to have a ghost follow me home, maybe the not the hotel manager, but maybe the hotel housekeeper, one of them would come home and I would walk into my room and I'd be like, damn, it's clean in here. Yeah. Thank you, housekeeper ghost. You're the best. That might be the one to bring home, actually.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Well, let's talk about this story. And it says, I love the show. Been listening for a while. I figured I'd finally send this in. It's the only thing that's ever happened to me that I can't really explain. And even now, I'm not totally convinced that it was anything paranormal, but it still bothers me. I grew up in a small town. Every year around Halloween, the local historical society does a ghost walk as a fundraiser. Nothing huge, mostly volunteers, flashlights, old buildings that normally don't get opened up. People go because it's October and it's something spooky to do. A couple years ago, my girlfriend talked me into going with her and some friends. I've always liked spooky stuff in theory, and I've always been pretty skeptical. I wasn't quite expecting anything to happen. I was mostly going to support the town and to hang out. The walk was about what you'd expect. We stopped outside a few older buildings downtown while someone told stories about things that supposedly happened there. Some of it was interesting. Some of it felt kind of like a story that's been passed around for decades and probably grew over time. So I wasn't taking it too seriously. Near the end, they took us into one of the older buildings. It's still used during the year, just not that particular upstairs space. So we went up into a big unfinished room, exposed beams, old wood floors, bare walls. It smelled like old wood and dust. Not creepy, but old. The volunteer telling that part of the tour said there had been a violent fight in that room years ago and someone had died. I don't remember every detail, just that it was supposed to be one of the darker stories of the walk. And then he mentioned that sometimes people get strange things in photos if they stand in a certain area of the room. He actually pointed out the spot and said if anyone wanted to try it, that's where to stand. Looking back, that probably should have made me more suspicious. If you tell people where to stand for something weird to show up, you're probably already setting the stage. But at the time, I thought it was just part of the fun. So I stepped into the spot mostly because I was joking around. I wasn't trying to insult anyone, but I definitely had that smug tone. I said something like, "All right, let's see what you've got." Kind of grinned for the camera. My girlfriend shot me a look that meant stop, but I ignored it. One of our friends took the picture, flash went off, a couple people laughed, and that was it. Nothing happened. No weird feeling, no cold air, no sudden silence. If anything, it made me feel more confident that it was just storytelling. We finished a tour. We went home. I didn't think about that room again that night. A few days later, we were going through the pictures from the event. Most of them were exactly what you'd expect. Dark backgrounds, people mid-blank, that sort of thing. Then we got to the one from the upstairs room. At first, I just saw myself standing there looking stupid, but my girlfriend looked closer and said, "Wait." Next to me, really close to me, there was something dark in the photo. It didn't look like a normal shadow on the wall. It wasn't behind me. It looked like it was right there beside me. Not super clear or shaped like a person exactly, but it had depth to it. Didn't look like it was flat. We zoomed in. The room was basically empty, no furniture, no decorations, just open space. The flash had been straight on, so if there was going to be a shadow, it should have been cast behind me. My first reaction was to explain it away. I said maybe someone stepped through the frame. Maybe it was a camera strap. Maybe something was hanging from the ceiling and we didn't notice it. I'm certainly not someone who jumps straight to ghost. But the more we looked at it, the harder it was to line it up with anything obvious. It didn't look like one of our friends. It didn't look like dust. It wasn't blurry like something moving quickly. It just looked like a darker section of space next to me. And the part I don't like is that it almost looks angled toward me. My girlfriend asked me what I had said in that room, and I remembered the joke. It suddenly felt less funny seeing that picture. At the same time, I can't ignore the possibility that there's a normal explanation. The volunteer told us exactly where to stand. Maybe that spot always produces some kind of weird lighting effect. Maybe they know that and use it to make the tour more interesting. It is a fundraiser, after all. People want something to talk about. But if it was staged, it sure wasn't obvious. There wasn't any props, no weird equipment, and none of the other pictures from that night had anything like it, even from the same room. For a few nights after seeing that photo, I'll admit I was a little on edge. Not because anything happened, but because it's hard not to replay it. I caught myself looking down hallways a little longer than usual or listening more carefully when the house was quiet. Nothing ever happened. Everything stayed completely normal. So that's why I'm still stuck in the middle. Most of the time, I believe it was lighting, a weird combination of angles and flash in an old room. That explanation makes sense. But every once in a while, I pull the picture up again and I look at how close that shape is to me and I don't love it. If it was nothing, then it's a strange coincidence tied to a Halloween event. If it wasn't nothing, I'm glad it didn't decide to stick around. I don't know which answer I prefer. Thanks for reading this, Neil. So what do you think? I kind of see both angles here.
I see both angles here, too. I don't know if it was like some weird shadow that was cast from the flash. Because honestly, like when you have a flash and a camera, and it's and it even like said in the story that they used the flash, a lot of weird stuff can happen. I mean, like light bouncing off walls, casting weird shadows, all sorts of weird stuff can happen.
Right. So to me, when they do tell you, stand in this place, this is where a lot of people get things in pictures, then I get where it would be like, oh, because they know there's this weird lighting phenomena that happens right there.
Yeah.
Paranormal or just the ceiling. Is you know what I mean? Is it something about the room? Or is it something paranormal? But nothing seemed to follow him home, so he certainly doesn't have that to worry about.
And there wasn't like really anything other than just the thing appearing in the photo, which really kind of makes me lean towards it just like being a weird photo phenomenon.
Now, Kathy and I went to that place in Ellenwood, Kansas, and we both took pictures of the same place. Like, we're standing looking at it, so the pictures had to have been taken within seconds of each other. Mine was a slightly different angle than hers. I was a little bit farther away, but the pictures were taken of the basically the same place, and my pictures are fine. There's kind of a darkness, but her picture definitely looks like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of creepy. But when I saw it, it didn't make me look down hallways or like, ooh, something might be in my house. I was like, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Whatever that was, I don't know what that was. And I did send it to the girl who does the ghost tours, and I'm like, you might want it, because she shared us with us some pictures other people had sent, and I'm like, here's one you can share with other people coming to take the tour. I don't know what it was, but it definitely looked like a woman in mourning clothes, like
Ooh.
1800s mourning attire, like all black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're covered up from your neck all the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really kind of creepy. But so, yeah, I could see both sides of where he's coming from, because they told you where to stand and then you get something in the picture. But then how did they create it?
I don't know. It's one of those that you just can't really explain.
Right. Because there was one that I took of my friend James on a ghost tour. But we're in a cellar of a building downtown here. There was a lot of people in and out, and it was a dirt cellar. So it wasn't like it was all cement. So there's a lot of dust. in this picture, my friend James, it's like 1,000 little orbs all around him. But it was really dusty. So looking at the picture, I'm like, well, that's probably all dust is what that is.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't present as dust. So I don't know. I don't know. Might be something, but might not. I'm with him on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to this call.
I was really contemplating on calling because I wasn't sure if I wanted to share this because I just wasn't sure. Well, this happened about, in about 2004. And I had been staying at my aunt's house where it was me, my cousin, his sister, and their little sister. And their old home was on the south side of Chicago in a relatively old red brick home. And as soon as you walk into that house, you just felt, you just felt tension. And there's been other instances in that house that I'd probably call back and let you guys know. But there's just one that really hit me still till this day that I haven't really shared with anyone. And when I did, they would look at me like I had two heads. So I really just kept it to myself. And not even me and my cousin talk about it because of what we both saw. And not really till later when I actually analyzed it and got older and really seen in my head that I really kind of freaked myself out because it was on a summer night. My aunt had left us with my older cousin where she was about 3-4 years older than us, and at the time we were about 11 years old. We stay up late playing video games, you know, as kids do. We go to bed relatively late, you know, and we end up falling asleep on his top bunk bed because on the bottom was where his their little sister would sleep, my little cousin. And we would sleep up top together on the top of the bunk bed. And right in front of their bunk bed was this gigantic closet. I mean, the doors opened all the way from top to bottom, just gigantic closet. At the top of this closet was this pretty much huge hole where the attic was, which was covered with a layer of wood. Me and my cousin were told never to go up there, but we always heard something. And my aunt always said, oh, they're just squirrels. Or they're just, you know, birds in the attic. So we just, okay, birds and squirrels. We're just kids, so we really didn't care. We were sleeping, and we end up being woken up by something, some kind of movement over the room. And we look at the closet, because it sounds like shuffling. We just automatically look at the attic hatchway, or from the way up to the attic, and the wood's gone. As kids, we just look at each other like, what the hell? Because all you see is blackness. And we're sitting pretty much at the far, I mean, we're at the back of the wall trying to stay far away from this because we woke up scared. And all of a sudden, this head just looks down at us. And I never really was able to analyze it. Like back then, it was just like it happened so fast that it looked down, and all I remember is this white face with short black hair. And mind you, now that I've thought about it, the hair, with it being upside down, you would think that the hair would be hanging, and the hair was right as if he was standing straight up. There was nothing contorted on his head showing that he was upside down. For it was like a 5-second brief interaction, just looking at each other, and all of a sudden, just gone. And then we wake up as if, I don't even remember how I went back to sleep. From till this day, it's just the weirdest interaction of any kind of paranormal I've ever had, because I've never had anything happen, or I should say I've just never really looked for it. But from when we're at that house That was the only time I know that there's other interactions I've had, but that was probably the craziest interaction I ever had with a being. And I'm glad I was able to share this with you guys, and thanks a lot.
So what the heck did he see? What was it?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
That is so weird. I have to say, though.
And the way he tells,
you know,
bunk beds, and the way he tells that story was that, because that's a story that I could read, but it's different coming from him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, I think you really hear it in his voice. I don't think the guy's full of shit. Like, I think that really happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if you were staying, like, you really don't have cousins, but if you did have a cousin and you're staying at their house and or at a friend's house and you're just in the bunk beds and regular night, you see that. Like, I don't think I could ever go there again.
I think I would just, you know, grab my little, like, backpack and just walk out, you know. I'm done.
I know it's middle of the night, but I'm going to call my dad.
I had like 4 hours of sleep, and then that's all gone because that guy woke me up. So I'm going to leave now.
I will never sleep again after this moment anyway.
Yeah, no.
Honestly, if that happened to me at my age, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I'd be like, oh, hell no. Because at my age, I've got a car. I've got options. I got the Uber app on my phone. I can call them. I can wait outside for them. I don't care if it's 16 minutes until my ride arrives.
It's like, I will catch a ride.
I will walk. I have two good feet. Maybe not two good hips, but yeah, I find that very scary.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very scary. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We'd love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.